You know, he's done, he's come in, he had a great challenge, obviously, because it was going to be his year to be the number one guy, and he's exceeded expectations, you know, as far as we're concerned. I think he's come in and worked and been the same guy every day, you know, never missed anything. I mean, and obviously made a lot of plays for us, and has represented himself very well as the number one in this league.
For being a guy that's only been around a few years, is it even more impressive what he's been doing this year?
Yeah, I think that really his whole career is impressive. You know, but he's one of those guys that's never going to be satisfied. He's got high expectations for himself and for his career, and I think that's evident in where he was drafted, coming from where he came from school, and you know, made splashes early in special teams, and then worked his way into the receiver group, and has worked his way up to the top, and really, you know, up towards the top of the league, and both as a receiver, number one, and a punt returner.
As Emmanuel, have you seen anything from him this week to indicate whether how much you can depend on him Sunday?
No, but we still got time, and you know, he's working hard to give himself a chance to come out and play, and he's a competitive guy that wants to be part of this and part of having a chance to win Sunday.
Seeing anything different from Browns on defense, or is it interesting to
himself? You know, you see a little evolution, you know, from some of the things they're doing. Maybe I've seen some things we didn't see going into the first game, and not as much of some things that we had seen going into the first game. So, you know, it's like everybody else, you know, they're evolving as the season goes on, but they're a top defense, one of the best we'll see, you know, throughout the year, and, you know, we got to play our best.
Todd, what are you guys really committed to the middle huddle? What would it take for your defense coordinator to sign off? You need to see certain people healthy, certain people have enough grasp of the offense to run it.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing, you know, and we had big plans for no huddle coming into the season, and that when you lose Pouncey and like we did early, you know, in the first series, you know, and you're playing the next week with a guy, you know, off the street in Fernando that did a great job, but still to ask him to handle the communication and some of those things when he was just trying to learn terminology, you know, for the first few weeks, you know, as we got comfortable with him, you know, we started to move in that direction, and then he goes down. So you know, I think it's a testament to all those guys, Cody and Fernando, that they got up to speed as fast as they did and allowed us to kind of get in the direction that we initially really wanted to go. But, you know, it went the way it went, and, you know, we handled it as we saw fit. And I think, you know, from that point we've made continued progress, and everybody involved has done a very good job.
What would a start over be worth worrying about now?
No redos.
The way you guys are playing, the way you got your pieces lined up.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we're encouraged. You know, as I've said, for the circumstances and the situation and the cards we were dealt, I think everybody has handled it in a very positive manner, and you've seen continued progress, you know, on the offensive side of the ball. And that's always really encouraging. You know, it's easy to look back, but we can't do that, and you know, we can only look forward and how we're trying to play each game, and we got to go out and try to play our best game of the year this Sunday.
It also encouraged because there's a lot of youth on our offense, guys that seem to get better.
Yeah, I mean, especially up front, a lot of guys got a lot of play time, and not only that, but they've shown they can play in the league. So, you know, we got a lot of bodies on hand that you know, as everybody gets healthy, you know, should bode well for what we're trying to do.